Come on, this is more important than silver or gold. This is no time to go after silver and gold. This is a time to receive the mantle that God has available to His servants and to His people. Hallelujah. 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 So Elijah says to his servant, Elisha, if you're with me when they take me up, then you can have what you're asking for, a double portion of the anointing. I'm told that he did twice the miracles biblically than Elijah. I don't know about that. All I know is he received what he asked for because he sought it. And he sought the right thing. He had the right priorities. He wanted. He knew God's going to take the man, as we said last week, but he is not going to take the mantle. He doesn't wrap it all up in one person and say nobody else can have it. There is a transference. Amen. Hallelujah. You shall receive power. You know what the Holy Ghost was? Jesus' mantle. Because that's how he started his public ministry. Amen. John baptized him. What happened? A dove came out of heaven. Hallelujah. And a voice said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the Bible said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Everybody say his mantle. Hallelujah. Who went about doing good, delivering all that were oppressed of the devil. Can you say amen? But he had a mantle to operate in. And he said something striking and challenging to the modern day church of his day. Amen. That he said literally, "The works that I do, you shall do." Can you say amen? Because I'm going to the Father. But when I go, if I don't go away, my mantle can't come on anybody. Amen. And what I did is going to stop when I go. But it isn't going to stop when I go. In fact, I've got to go for it to come on those who will receive it. Can you say amen? But if I go to my Father, I will send the Comforter. Oh, and don't look for that patchwork quilt to wrap up in. Hallelujah. The word is paraclete. And it means one that operates in behalf of another in the sense of conviction, in the sense of compassion. He stands in the gap. He makes up the hedge for us. Hallelujah. He pleads our case. But he also is here to empower us to do the work of God down here. This gospel never came in word only. There's no theological seminary that can teach you enough in the word to take the place of the power of God. Can you say amen? You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me through the power that's resting upon you, moving through you in Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the world. You're not a witness unto Jesus just because you don't drink and don't chew and don't go with the girls that do. It's the power of God in your life. When people see that your God answers prayer, your God is a delivering God, your God brings you through, your God moves in behalf of His people, they sit up and take notice. How did God confirm Jesus? By power. Are you here? Should we look for another? This is too important for me to declare unless I'm absolutely sure that you're the Messiah. He asked the disciples, "Go ask him." I want him to be very clear so I can be very clear. He said, "Go tell him the blind see. Go tell him the lame walk. Go tell him the deaf hear. And he'll know it's me." Can you say amen? Hallelujah. 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 He didn't just say, "Go tell him because I said so." God confirmed it with signs and wonders and miracles. Hallelujah! 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 The church has lived on a name that did not represent a life. Hallelujah! That represented the power and the presence of God.